To many, a rose is one of the most beautiful flowers in existence. They can symbolize many things, including passion, love, friendship, innocence, etc. By definition, this fragrant flower is typically found in red, pink, white, or yellow and is born on a prickly bush or shrub. Because proper maintenance is a must for these beautiful blossoms, knowing how and when to prune is essential. Understanding the pruning process. To prune is to trim a tree, shrub, or bush, by cutting away the dead or overgrown branches and/or stems. Once you remove the unwanted areas, your shrub will be more likely to enjoy a healthy season. Protecting yourself while gardening. Anytime you are working in the garden or pruning bushes, shrubs, or trees, make sure to protect yourself from potential mishaps. In order to keep your hands safe, wear protective gloves that are specifically designed for gardening. This is especially true when working with roses, which can be prickly and painful if you aren't careful. Because pruning involves cutting away branches and/or stems, it's important that you protect your eyes from stray pieces that may find themselves in circulation during the pruning process. If you have allergies, it's a good idea to limit your time spent outdoors and always make sure to wear a protective mask to help reduce your exposure to pollen and other outdoor allergens that may aggravate your symptoms. When to prune your roses. The decision as to when to prune your roses is based largely upon your geographical location. In some parts of the United States, pruning can be done in the winter. In the Midwest, however, winter pruning may result in substantial loss of water due to evaporation. If you are in doubt as to when to prune your roses, consult a local gardening expert or nursery for further instructions. How to prune your roses. The first step to pruning roses is to determine the right height. You will need to have the proper tools for pruning, such as electric and/or hand tools. The latter is especially useful for small jobs that require greater attention to detail, such as cleaning up trim work and performing small touch-up jobs on the rosebush. Post-pruning activities. For years, gardeners have added fertilizer to help their plants receive the nourishment that they need in order to thrive. Approximately 45 days after pruning your roses, you may want to add fertilizer to the soil in order to encourage healthy growth.